everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want your English to improve. My name is Rebecca. Well, we're in the middle of a 3-day lesson about a wise deer that meets a tiger. But not just any type of tiger. This tiger is a coward. Well, today our lesson is called The Wise Deer and the Cowardly Tiger. Now, in the lesson, the tiger will be asked a question. So, my question for you is, who asked the tiger a question? Who asked the tiger a question? Open up your magazines and let's begin. Follow me.
Wise Deer and the Cowardly Tiger. The tiger heard these words and became frightened. He thought, "A dangerous animal is waiting inside to capture me. I shall run away to escape death." The tiger began to run away as fast as possible. A jackal saw the tiger.
"Why are you running?"
the jackal asked. The tiger said,
"My friend, a powerful and fierce animal is in my cave. The young ones are crying for a tiger to eat. The mother is promising to capture one for them, so I am running away."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 jackal 这个名词。jackal 是指豺或狐狼。注意 J 后面的 A 要发长音的 A 念成 jackal。例如 jackals often hunt and breed cooperatively. They look after each other's pups. 狐狼通常会一起猎食也一起养育幼兽。他们会照顾彼此的孩子。或者是 jackals, coyotes, and hyenas all look similar to me.狐狼、郊狼跟土狼对我来说都很相似。继续我们看的是 fierce, 这个形容词 fierce 是指凶猛的。例如 these fierce animals were sedated when they were transported. 这些凶猛的动物在运送时已经打了镇定剂了。或者是 lions and tigers are considered the most powerful, most fierce predators in the world. 狮子跟老虎被视为世界上最有力气、最凶猛的猎食者。fierce 也指激烈的。例如 several fierce conflicts occurred last week at the border. 上一周在边界发生了极其激烈的冲突事件。
Well, Gabe,、
uh-huh.
are you wondering what's going to happen next?
Oh my goodness, this is such an exciting story. What will happen next? Well, you see what happens next in this first section. Right, Rebecca?
That's right. We read...The tiger heard these words and became frightened. Now, what words are we talking about?
Well, the deer.
Yes.
The deer was saying, don't be afraid, don't worry, we're going to catch a tiger for you to eat. We will capture a tiger for you to eat.
Now, that's what the mother deer was telling her babies.
The young ones.
The young ones, the fawns, right? And so when the tiger heard those words, he became frightened. He thought...Dangerous animal is waiting inside to capture me. I shall run away to escape death.
Oh, that silly tiger. If he just walked in the cave a little further, he would be able to see the animals and know that they're not scary animals at all.
If only it was so easy to chase scary animals away like a tiger. It's really not that simple. Well, anyway, you see these words on the screen, to escape death.What does that mean? Well, it just means that, well, maybe you were supposed to die or there was something dangerous that might kill you, but somehow you were able to get away.
That's right. Sometimes we, use the word narrowly in front of this phrase. Someone narrowly escaped death. That means they didn't die, but it was so close. Something bad could have happened. You know, this reminds me of a series of movies called Final Destination.
Mm.
The plots of those movies, it's all about people trying to escape death. They did something, and somehow they escaped death in one situation, but then death came back to get them in the end. Final Destination. They were trying to escape death.
Wow. Well, that sounds like that's what the tiger's trying to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to escape death. So what does he do? The tiger began to run away as fast as possible. So I think that we could say that he decided to flee.
Oh, I hate fleas. You know, when I had a cat, I let him outside one day, and he came back in the house. And he brought fleas with him, and they were jumping all over the place.
Gabe, thank you for sharing that example, but that's a different type of flea.
Oh.
F-L-E-A, flea. And we're talking about the verb flee, which means to escape by running away, especially from something that's very dangerous. And you know those deers are pretty dangerous.
Right. Well, so we could say this tiger was fleeing from this cave. And if you're fleeing from somewhere, maybe you have a direction, a goal. You are fleeing to a certain place. Or we could just say they fled. That means, okay, that's the past tense of the word, F-L-E-D. They fled. That means they ran away. They got away.
The tiger fled. They fled. And we see something else interesting here. A jackal saw the tiger. That's kind of random. So I guess jackals also lived in this very dense forest. And he just happened to be standing right there when the tiger was fleeing.
Yeah.
And
why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's a story, right?
Mm-hmm.
There could be all kinds of animals in this story. But you see this picture of a jackal. Of course, it looks like a dog, a wild dog, right? This reminds me of dingoes. Do you know what a dingo is, Rebecca?
Let me guess, a type of animal.
Exactly. And they're found in Australia. They're these wild dogs, right? Or wild dog-like creatures. They're called dingoes. It's kind of a fun name. But I think they could be pretty similar to jackals. They both like to eat meat.
Ah, well, they definitely have that in common. That's for sure. Well, the jackal asked a question. Why are you running? The jackal asked. And guess what? That is the answer to the question I asked earlier. Who asked the tiger a question? The answer is...
Oh, man. An animal did. The jackal asked the tiger a question. I'm so glad that we have talking animals in this story and that they all speak the same language.
Well, at least they can communicate well with each other.
Yeah.
And because they communicate well, we can understand what they're talking about.
Right. Well, let's continue with this jackal and tiger. The tiger said, "My friend, a powerful and fierce animal is in my cave. The young ones are crying for a tiger to eat." Wow, this tiger, I just want to be there to encourage the tiger to go inside the cave to find out they're not dangerous animals.
Yes, the deer are not dangerous animals. But then at the same time, if the tiger knew that, he probably would eat the deer. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear,
oh,
indeed.
Oh, dear. Well, anyway, we read the mother is promising to capture one for them. She's promising to capture a tiger. So I'm running away. So I think the tiger is really saying, "I'm getting out of here."
Hey, that's a good phrase to know. That's right. I'm getting out of here. When do you say that?
Well, you use this when you want to leave somewhere as fast as possible.
That's right. This is too dangerous. I'm getting out of here. Or if you're with a group of people, you could say, "Come on, let's get out of here. Let's go."
Yes. Well, I'm getting out of here right now.
No, you're not, Rebecca. Hold on. In the next section, we're going
to
see the word not, and I believe that the people in the InfoCloud want to talk about this. So let's go to the
InfoCloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Friends, there are lots of great phrases in English. Today we're going to talk about two phrases that people use for getting married.
My husband and I tied the knot years ago, and it was the best decision of my life.
And I'm very happy for you, Carolyn. Carolyn just used one of the phrases I was thinking of, tie the knot.
Now, like many sayings, the origins of this one aren't exactly clear, but the imagery is. Two ropes tied together make a knot, and marriage is like tying two lives together.
Now, the second phrase I was thinking of could also involve connecting two things together, and that is the phrase getting hitched.
Hitching something together means connecting two things together. We commonly use this with a truck and a trailer.
So we have this image of two things being connected and moving together.
Now, these are both very informal expressions, and it's not really the most polite way to refer to other people's weddings.
So if I were to talk to a friend about getting hitched, that would be okay.
Yes, but if you were going to ask someone about it, it's probably safer to ask about their wedding or marriage, not about tying the knot or getting hitched.
我们知道 tie a knot 是打一个结，但如果把不定冠词改成定冠词 tie the knot 就变成结婚的意思。They decided to tie the knot after dating for a year. 交往了一年后，他们决定结婚。结婚还有一个更口语的讲法 ,get hitched. Hitch 原本是指连接车中间的钩子。有人说结婚等于被套牢。中文的讲法正好跟 get hitched, 被拴住的这个字面的意思很接近。只是 get hitched 的含义并没有套牢那么严重。那现在这个片语呢是指两个人结合在一起也就是结婚的意思。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We are in the middle of a story.Now remember, in this story, we have a tiger. And the tiger got really, really, really scared because he heard this loud voice of some sort in his cave. And rather than investigating to see what was in this cave, he decided that he needed to run away. Well, I wonder what's going to happen next. Let's find out.
Wise deer and the cowardly tiger. The cunning jackal was now sure the tiger was a coward. It said, "Don't be afraid. No animal is fiercer than a tiger. Let's go together to find out." But the tiger said, "I don't want to take a chance. You may run away, and I will be left alone to die."The jackal said, "Trust me, let's knot our tails together. Then I won't be able to leave you." The tiger finally agreed, so the jackal tied their tails together, and they walked toward the cave.
Alright, 接下来我们看 cunning 这个形容词。cunning 是指狡猾的或奸诈的。注意 u 在这里是发的音念成 cunning。例如 ,the con man used cunning and elaborate lies to lure his victims. 这个骗子用狡诈以及精心策划的谎言来诱惑他的受害者。或者是 this cunning guy is an old fox, don't let him deceive you. 这个狡猾的家伙是只老狐狸,别被他给骗了。Cunning 也指迷人的或者是吸引人的。例如 ,the baby boy looks so cunning in his sailor outfit. 这个小男婴穿水手服超逗人的。最后我们看的是 knot 这个字。我们学过 knot 当名词是指结。例如 ,Ashley's hair is full of knots. Ashley 的头发都打结了。或者是 ,this knot is too tight. It's impossible to untie. 这个结绑太紧了不可能拆开来。Knot 在今天的课文中是当动词，意思是打个结。注意它的过去式、过去分词或者是现在分词都要重复字尾的 T 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 ,Billy knotted his scarf and tucked it under his collar. Billy 把围巾打个结，然后把它塞进领子里。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember, the tiger was trying to get away as fast as possible. And now we read in this next section, the cunning jackal was now sure. The tiger was a coward. It said, don't be afraid. No animal is fiercer than a tiger. Let's go together.To find out.
Now, Rebecca, what do you think the jackal's goal is here? I mean, it doesn't seem like he and the tiger are that close to begin with, so what's going on?
I don't really know.
It seems like he wants to get inside the cave and convince the tiger to go inside so maybe they both can have deer for dinner.
Maybe that's what his goal is. I'm not really sure, but...Let's see if that is what happens. We continue, but the tiger said, I don't want to take a chance. Let's pause there and talk about the phrase to take a chance. You can use this phrase when you're about to do something that could potentially be harmful or potentially be something that you don't, or something could happen that you don't really want to happen.
Yeah, and sometimes we might tell people, be safe, don't take any chances.Okay, that means don't risk anything. Don't do something that's too dangerous or foolish, right? Don't take any chances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this reminds me of my brother who found out many years ago that he was allergic to shellfish. Okay, so any kind of seafood that has shells, right? And so now when he goes out with people, sometimes he won't even have any seafood because he doesn't want to take any chances. Some seafood is okay.But he doesn't want to take any chances, so he might not eat any of it.
That's actually very wise. Your brother is wise.
Wise brother and the cowardly tiger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, back to this tiger and the jackal.
Mm-hmm.
The tiger continues this conversation with the jackal by saying, you may run away and I'll be left alone to die. So perhaps the tiger's afraid that the jackal will leave him high and dry.Now, this is a great idiom for you all to know. If you leave someone high and dry, this just means that you do something that isn't convenient for someone and puts them in a very difficult situation.
Yeah, to leave someone high and dry. You left me high and dry. You just ran away, and I had to face the dangerous creature all by myself. You left me high and dry. But there's a related phrase, and that is,To throw someone under the bus. Have you ever used that phrase, Rebecca?
Oh, you bet I have. And if you throw someone under the bus...
Is that really throwing someone under a big vehicle, like a bus?
Of course not. You don't actually take the person and throw them under the bus.
Yeah, because that's mean.
That's very mean. This just means that you do something harmful to someone to gain something for yourself.
Exactly. So you could say, you know, you threw me under the bus...last time, so I don't know if I can trust you anymore. And that's what happens when you do something for selfish reasons and you don't think about your friend or your partner. Sometimes you throw them under the bus. Well, you might have to regain their trust.
And I think that the jackal is afraid that the tiger might, or the tiger's afraid the jackal might throw him under the bus. Well, they tie their tails together so they can't leave each other, and then they walk toward the cave.
And then what happens next? Well...
Who knows?
Welcome to Who Knows, the greatest review game show on the planet. Today we have a pair of special guests. Please join me in welcoming the famous chef Lucia and her assistant Paolo.
Thank you, grazie. We are so excited to be here to play...We usually are in the kitchen cooking, so we do not have time to play games.
Right.
Mamma mia!
Huh?
Did I forget the chicken in the oven?
No, I took out the chicken before we left and turned off the oven.
Oh, thank goodness. Can you imagine what would have happened if we had left it? Oh.
Yes, I can imagine.
Wow.Well, we are so honored to have such a famous chef with us. You know, I ate at your restaurant when I was in New York City. It was so good.
Oh, how wonderful.
Well, you are wonderful.
Oh,
Oh, see, Lucia is wonderful.
Okay, viewers. Remember, it's your job to try to guess the answers before our guests do. Now for our first question. Number one, what animal did the tiger think was in the cave? A, a weak animal. B, a powerful animal. C, a slow animal. Or D, a large animal. Yes.
Was it a weak animal?
It was not a weak animal.
I will say it was a tasty animal.
A tasty animal is not an option. It's either a powerful animal, a slow animal, or a large animal. Yes?
I think maybe powerful animal.
Very good job, Lucia.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful yet again.
She knows something about power.
Well, number two is, what animal did the jackal say is fiercer than a tiger? A, a lion. B, a giraffe. C, an elephant. Or D, no animal is fiercer than a tiger. Yes, Lucia, again.
Oh, I think no animal is fiercer than a tiger.
Yet again, you have got the correct answer.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Well, let's see if you can get this next one, Paolo. Even though it won't make a difference. Number three. What word best describes the jackal? A, friendly. B, proud. C, smart. Or D, afraid. Yes, Paolo?
D, afraid.
That's a good English word, but that's not the correct answer.
Mamma mia.
Yeah.
No, I think he is smart.
Again, Lucia, you got all three answers correct.
Oh, that is wonderful. And you know how I would cook the jackal? I would cook him in a stew, a tomato stew, and put a little bit of rosemary inside this stew.
Well, speaking of cooking something, how would you like to cook some poultry the next time you cook something? I would love to have something like this turkey at your restaurant.
Oh, wow. This is quite a big bird.
I'm going to have to prepare. Oh, Mamma Mia.
Yes, you
Paolo,
will.
You will help me to prepare this large bird.
Friends, we'll see you next time right here on Who Knows.
And remember to come to our restaurant in New York.
It is wonderful. You did a good job too, Paolo.
Yes, not bad.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so now the jackal and the tiger's tails are tied together. What is going to happen to the deer? I'm pretty sure they're going to get eaten.
Oh, those poor deer.
Yeah.
But I guess we're going to have to wait to tomorrow to find out. So we'll see you tomorrow right here on
Studio Classroom. Classroom.
Always got to come back next time.
I'm sorry to leave you hanging.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.